Erevin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Base, 1-2. This Mishnah will discuss the architectural adjustments that must be made to a mavui, that's an alleyway. And here we're talking about a mavui sasum, a closed-off or blind alleyway. That is to say, it's closed off on three sides with proper mechitzas, and the fourth side is open and provides access to the Rishus HaRabim. And according to most Rishonim, three sides being walled off with legal mechitzas is sufficient to make something a Rishus HaYachid Midoraisa. So really that, according to the Torah, carrying in such a mavoi would be permitted. And the concern here is that you're on the edge of Rishus HaRabim, and therefore you need to have something that demarks where the mavui ends and the Rishus HaRabim begins, to put people on notice not to carry across that barrier, and certainly so that people shouldn't carry in a Rishus HaRabim proper, thinking if they can carry in a mavui, which feels on some level like a Rishus HaRabim perhaps, they would come to carry in a Rishus HaRabim proper. So we're going to mark off the edge of the mavui sasum, the closed alleyway, on his fourth side, with some kind of architectural adjustment. Again, this is also predicated on the assumption that you've established your shituf in the case of a mavui. You've joined all the residents into a single consortium, so that, as I described previously, the issue of residency is taken care of. That it's as if everyone lives where that box of matzos or food is. The shituf, it's called. It's really the, as I said before, it's essentially the same thing as an erev chatzeros, but it's called the shituf for the mavui, shitufim mavaos, and it's the halachas are basically the same, except for the shituf doesn't need to be bred specifically, while as the erev chatzeros does. So even if you've set up your shituf, you still need to have the architectural adjustments, and the discussion in our Mishnah here is exactly what adjustments are required. And just to make sure we know what we're talking about here, lahalacha, we're speaking here about a mavui, which is kind of long in skin, it's longer than it is thin, if it would be square even, so then it would be considered to be a chatzer, and the rules for chatzeros are different in terms of what you need to adjust on that fourth wall. But as far as the mavui goes, as long as you have three areas walled in already, if you didn't, meaning if you had what's called a mavui mafulash, a through alleyway, so you can come in on one side and go out the other, this would not be the case for Mishnah. In such a scenario, you'd first need to make a proper legal mechita on the third wall, that would be called the Tzuras HaPesach, the shape of a doorway, and then on the fourth side you could have some other lesser architectural adjustment, which is the topic of our Mishnah here. So that's what we're talking about here, and what is that architectural adjustment? So it's a machlokas, says the Mishnah, hechsher mavui, that architectural adjustment to fix it in order to allow one to carry inside the mavui. Beishame omrim. Beishame holds it's lechi v'kora. You need two things, a lechi and a kora. The lechi being, again, that post at the very edge of the mavui as it leads into the Rishus HaRabim. And we'll see later on the details. It's 10 tefachim high. And also a korah. A korah is a crossbeam, as he said in the previous mission, that goes across the top of the edge of the mavui to put you on notice that you're leaving the mavui. Lahalacha, the korah serves as like a heker, as a reminder, whereas the post, the lechi, is actually some sort of like minimal mechitza. So there are slight differences in terms of what they do, la'alacha. In any case, Beishamai, the point here is he requires both of those things at the edge of the mavui. Ubeisil omrim lechi o korah. Beisil say no, either or are sufficient, either the lechi or the korah, the post or the crossbeam on top. Rabbi Eliezer omer lechayayin. Rabbi Eliezer holds, like Beishamai, that to carry inside the mavui, you need to put two posts, not one post. It's not clear, according to the Gemara, whether he's explaining Beis Shammai and saying you need two posts and the korah, crossbeam, or whether two posts in and of themselves would be sufficient. Okay, so we have those three opinions here so far on the architectural adjustments. I want to make sure it's clear, as I described it, according to most Rishonim. But the truth is that our Mishnah here always gives fidelity to the Bar Tanura. And the Bar Tanura actually learns this a little differently. The Bar Tanura learns that when it comes to a mavui with just walls on three sides, that actually midoraisa, it's forbidden to carry in such a place. And in contrast to what I said before, most Rishonim hold that it's a Rishus HaYachid and permitted to carry there, midoraisa. according to the Bar Tanura, it would be forbidden as a Rishus HaRabim to carry there until there's an adjustment made on the fourth side. So that's quite a radical difference. The Bar Tanura in general goes like the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Chananel in this topic that three walls are simply not enough to make something Rishus Yachad. Rishus Yachad requires four walls, and the question just is that lechi is sufficient as a de minimis four wall? If there's a halacha l'moshe Sinai that will allow you to rely on the lechi or korah, and that will be sufficient to mark them off. But at all events, it's going to come out then that you essentially have three basic approaches in the Rishonim. The majority of Rishonim and the halacha is that three walls make someone Rishus Yachad already, and then the fourth is just issue for rabbinic issues. The Rambam and Rabbeinu Chananel hold you need to have four walls to make something a Rishus HaYachid, and if it only has three walls, it's a karmelis. So you're in their abundant, you're still midoraisa permitted to carry in such an alleyway, but there's still a rabbinic requirement to adjust the fourth wall. And according to the Bar Tanura, who was a Rishon Ol to himself, the Bar Tanura lived in the late 15th century, he's a Rishon, and he isn't required, if you so to speak, to follow any other Shita. He pretty much stands on his own and says he understands that the three walls by themselves actually make it forbidden midoraisa to carry there. Okay, now going back to the Mishnah, we had three basic shitas. Beis Shammai, who held that you have to have both lechi and korah. Beis Hillel, who held that either or is sufficient. And the third shita of Rabbi Lezer, requiring two lechayan. Now, focus on Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. The Gemara says, Mishum Rabbi Yishmol Amar Talmud Echad Lefnei Rabbi Akiva. There's a certain student, who is actually Rabbi Meir, who said before Rabbi Akiva the following in the name of Rabbi Yishmol. The syntax is difficult in English, but that's the translation. So the historical story is that Rabbi Meir was a student of Rabbi Akiva in his younger years, then he left Rabbi Akiva to go learn with Rabbi Yishmol, and then he came back later on to Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Meir is reporting back to Rabbi Akiva what he learned when he learned under Rabbi Yishmol. And he said, Lo nechleku Beis Shammai uBeis Hillel al mavui shehu pachos ma'arba amos. Shehu nitar im belechi, o belechi, o bekora. According to Rabbi Meir here, he says that there is no machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. If you're talking about a narrow alleyway where the exit point that provides access to the Rishus HaRabim is less than four amos across. At that point, they both agree that either a lechi or a korah would be sufficient. Again, those are the very words I read to you. I'll just translate them in shorter phrases. That lo nechlaku beis shammai beis hillel, they didn't disagree, al mavui shu pachas marba amos, regarding a mavui that is less than four amos across, shehu nitar, that it is made permitted, o balechi o bekorah, with either the lechi, the side post, or the korah, the crossbeam on top. Amal nechlaku, so what did they argue about? Al rachav me'arba amos v'ad eser. Only in a mavui whose exit to the Rishus HaRabim is between 4 and 10 amos across. Because less than 4 amos, we said either one will be sufficient. More than 10 amos across already is a pirtza, and we said in the previous Mishnah that no lech or korah would work. There you need a tzuras ha-pesach, a proper shape of a doorway there. But between 4 and 10 amos, you have machlokas. Shebe Shammai omrim, it was Beis Shammai who said lechi v'korah, you need both. And Beis Hillel omrim, o lechi, o korah. Either a lechi or a korah will be sufficient. Am Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva responded back to him, al zeh v'zeh nechleku. He said no. He disagreed with Rabbi Meir and said no. Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai agreed on even less than four amos across. Now, the Gemara raised the point that typically the Mishnayos would not have Rabbi Akiva repeat himself if he's essentially just repeating the very sheet of the Tanakhama. And that seems what's happening here. Tanakhama already said they argue on all scenarios. Rabbi Meir wanted to suggest, no, it's just bigger than four amos across. They argue. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, like the Tanakhama. So the Gemara ends up saying that the truth is that on a very narrow exit of four tefachim, very narrow, so then they all agree that no further adjustments required at all. But the Gemara is actually not sure if it's the Tanakhama who holds that or Rabbi Akiva holds that. So that's left as a question. In any case, halacha lemaisa, we go like Beis Hillel. So technically speaking, if you have a mavui that is a mavui sasum, open on three sides. The fourth side can be adjusted either with a lechi or a korah, provided that you're talking about something that is less than 10 amos, and only if we're talking about something that is indeed more than 4 tefachim across at the entranceway / exit. Again, we're talking about specifically a mavui, as opposed to a chatzer, meaning it has to have two chatzeros that open into it. Each of the chatzeros needs to have two different homes in them, and the mavui has to be longer than it is wide. Otherwise, the rules are different. You need to have either two lechayayin, two lechis, two posts, or a pas, like a larger board, a proper, more larger board that serves as a mechitza for tefachim across. Okay? All that said, the Ramah says nowadays, we don't do any of this. We adjust the mavois that we have them using the Tzuras HaPesach. We don't rely on this, and therefore the Tzuras HaPesach is the go-to adjustment where you have a mavoi. Although indeed most of our alleyways and streets, etc., today are not treated as a mavoi in the first place, they are treated more strictly like the adjustments that are required for the chatzer. So halacha lemaisa are quite complicated, but that's the gist of it.